W8DDW8F. W8F. Radio sitting here. I'm kind of listening. We're on our way to the site to see if we can identify the problem with the microwave. I think fixing it's a long shot, but I should probably go tune in over there to see see who's there, because I got a small crew on hot standby.
All right. Well, good luck. Hopefully, it's something simple.
Pretty sure I know exactly what it is. I talked to Jeff last night, and he installed it. And once he told me the situation, I'm like, I think I know exactly what's wrong. So we're going to go verify, and we'll see. All right. Anyhow, I'm going to go chime in over there, because Wally's with me, and I want to make sure he doesn't get lost. W8F.
All right, good luck, N8DBF.
WG8KLL.
W8FU.
Did you fix it?
No, we did not. But problem found. Ugh.
And what is the problem?
Don't want to discuss it on the air.
Okay. Well, at least you know what to do.
Yeah, it's just going to take some time to fix. There's some other parties involved and stuff. So, it will suffice to say that somebody else had a problem, and their problem became our problem. I'll just leave it at that.
Point the finger at somebody else. Good plan.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it was, it's funny. I'll tell you the story. It's kind of funny. John was, working on stuff, and he's like, this ain't working exactly like I expected. Dean goes up. Dean goes, situation here. Okay. Anyhow, we've got pictures.
Oh, I see there's going to be a ransom, huh? Yeah, pictures.
Are they golden screwdriver pictures?
Yep, got the pictures, and you can get anything you want.
Here I am getting back to eat my lunch. Keep here.
Lunch? We just had breakfast. All right, catch you later. W-A-F-E. W-8-F-U.
Sean, you calling John or me in AWRO?
I was calling John. He and I are meeting back at the site. Bonehead me. I should have, we should have pulled the dish while we were up there. Seeing as it needs repair and there's no point meeting it out there. So John and I are going to meet back up there and go retrieve it.
Copy that. Wally gave me the previous update, so if you need his TX, I can text it to you for John.
Oh, he's got his big boy radio, so I know I can get him there. Watch this.
I don't know. Rumor has it he dropped it a couple times today. In AWRO, I'll be clear, Sean.
Still in there, Tim? In AWRO. W8FE.
Hey, yes, sir. I was listening over there on P25.
Yep. John and I are both right here. So this is a big hole for us. Well, some of this doesn't poke this way all that well. TJ's machine works pretty good up this way. Phone call.
Copy that. N-A-W-R-O.
Hey, Lieutenant.
Which one you on, Wally, over here? Yes, go. All right, copy that, Wally. My talk around's not working, so people are thinking I'm crazy, but understood, and probably a good idea to get it down now. Anyway, WRO, I'll be clear.
Okay, I use repeater, WBD.
AE4ZYQ on frequency. AE4ZYQ, anyone going to be watching the NFL playoff games and want to just converse on ham radio after, during, whatever? AE4ZYQ. Negative contact, AE4ZYQ clear.
W8FQ, analog only.
Did anybody talk back to you on analog?
WAB.
Nope, it's a thing of the past.
Yeah, we're at the office, and she's doing her part here, and I heard you in the car, so I fired up the all-star node, figured I'd say, hello. Oh, this is really an all-star node.
That's why I got to get a multi-protocol radio out here. So much, I can live multi-band with a multi-protocol. I got Fusion in here, but I don't ever use that. The one digital mode I got. I jumped in the car. I don't feel like grabbing them. This portable and that portable and all that stuff. So if it ain't in here, that's why I got to get a mobile multi-protocol and stick it in here and call it a day.
Well, I got a halfway promise. We shall see. I'll be the guinea pig. I don't care. We shall go for them. Very good. Productive day. Video. I'm sure you saw the video that John did. Beautiful. Just perfect. That one video tells the whole story. I think Dean said that, and it does. So that turned out quite well. That could have been quite catastrophic, actually.
Yeah, the video is great. I'm going to look it over in detail and see if I want to, you know, how far the distribution will be. My initial response is I didn't see anything there that you couldn't share. But let me look at it and all that good stuff. There's really nothing about it that's particularly sensitive or anything.
I don't think so. The comment that the guards made initially, they said T-Mobile has already been there, so I wonder if they already know about that. I'm sure they do. Not that it's going to affect us any.
You must not be following the thread in Discord, the four-way, John, me, you, and Dean.
I got it. All right, what are you doing out and about? I'm talking on analog. Shock, shock.
I'm going to go to the grocery store here. And then I'm going to make a chow food ski run. My wife's favorite place. Used to be one of her, but now this is her absolute favorite place. Let's see here. I sure hope. Yeah, I think I'm doing it. Okay. Got to stop at Myers here and then get a few odds and ends. And then off to El Charles for some puppy tacos.
We went to Ken's today for lunch, Marion and I. And it was actually really, really good. I enjoyed it. I forget the soup I had. Tortellini? Tortilla, chicken tortilla soup. It was really good. So, we got to do that sometime next time we're up there checking out the Richmond stuff.
I do like me some cans, and I have need to be out that way. Pretty much drop of a hat. I've got a ongoing project out very near there that I got to drop in on frequently as we barrel toward completion.
Yeah, I agree. I know what you're talking about. Hope it goes well. All right, I got to stand down. She's ready to walk out the door. She's sitting in my office, kind of like, okay, let's go. So we're going to hit the road. You have fun at El Charro's, and we'll chat a little later. WAB.
Okie doke. So,
Yeah, good day today. I mean, the weather was as good as we can expect. It's going to get worse, and I think we, yeah, I mean, perfect world, it would have just been fix that pipe and get lucky and back online. But consider, I'm real happy with what we got accomplished. All righty, I am in sight of the Myers. I'm going to get in here, park, and go grab my list of pings. Very short list. Shaving products. I went and got my hair cut, and then I shaved, and realized I need some product. So. Now, go knock out a shopping trip here. You guys, drive safe. That's you. I am here. First time ever at this Myers. W8F.
Very good. Have a good evening. Chat later.
W8F.
Weird. Very nice Meyer. But obviously some of the most ghetto clientele ever.
Oh, well, yeah.
At the newest Meyer in the area down at Ken and Shaner. Really nice. But, oh my God, I've never seen a parking lot just with carts just thrown everywhere in the cars and everything like that. Lazy, ghetto-ass people. You can't, I'm a shopping cart fanatic, and, oh my God, I'd have a feel.
I was at the Center Road one. So Michelle and I were there, and my sister was with us, and they were inside. I dropped them off, and I went and parked, and I heard something beeping, screaming and beeping, like an alarm. Someone left one of the roller, or, you know, the motorized scooter carts out in the parking lot, not in a cart return, but just out, you know, out in the parking lot, and its battery was, you know, low, and so it was screaming low bat.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's because the weather is so cold or something, you know, or people just, like, you know, I'm not going to walk that extra 20 feet, you know, in this, you know, I might freeze or something, but I've never seen a parking lot this absolutely trashed with carts. I went in and cleaned up three that were near me, and I still had to pass several, you know. And when I came out, there was one almost in the side of my door. You know, I might have even hit, you know, who knows, but I didn't see anything. But what in the... Okay, we don't stop for flashing yellows. Hello? Hello? We don't stop for flashing yellows. My God, what is wrong with these people?
That's why I'm home, not dealing with this crap. Michelle's talking to her sister who's on her way home right now, you know, over in Schaumburg, Palatine. And I can hear her screaming at drivers and such as well.
Well, I crap, but I don't generally let my blood pressure get up too high. And I gotta say, I'll tell you what, that was the most cannabis smelling Meyer I ever been in. Oh my God. That reeked. Smelled like at a dispensary. Alright, catch you later. Enjoy. And just closing in on the Biddles. I think he's shopping now. I gotta get the Biddles and then get home. Hunker down for the evening. I'm all caught up on Shoresy. I'm gonna have to figure out my own life.
All right, everybody's going. Last Landman is tonight for the season two, so wait for that. SNL's back on, too, tonight. So, W8F.
Sayonara, double UAW.